So far, the situation in Honiara has returned to calm, and we've been encouraging people to come back and go about their normal business. But we're continuing to monitor the security situation right across the city. Now, obviously, yesterday we saw running incidents of disorder and mini riots occurring in different parts of the city, and some significant examples of property damage, looting and rock throwing. Now, our police have responded very effectively to that over the last 24 hours. And to date, we have more than 50 people in custody arrested for various offences. But unfortunately, there was a fair amount of damage caused over the past 12 or so hours in Honiara. And up to 12 officers, including 8 police and 4 officers from corrections, suffered minor injuries as a result of being struck by things like rocks. So a very difficult day, a very long and dangerous day for our officers, but in the end, order has been restored, although we are continuing to monitor the situation across the city.
Are you disappointed? I know you've been appealing throughout the elections for a peaceful process. Are you disappointed that it's come to this?
Well, I'm disappointed that, you know, some isolated groups of individuals decided to essentially break the law, and I think that's the message I've been saying here in Solomon Islands today, is we need to call this for what it was. This was not a legitimate political protest. Whatever political message people wanted to express yesterday, I say was lost when they started to throw rocks at police, to damage property and to loot and steal. Most of these people, you know, were opportunists, I think, joining in a crowd that had a different purpose. But that said, we are disappointed in the sense that we put an awful lot of work into engaging with the community to trying to encourage a peaceful observance of the electoral process yesterday. Now, the important point I'd make is that we're not suggesting in any way that this group of hooligans was representative at all of the much larger law-abiding and peaceful people of Honiara and Solomon Islands. This was a group of thugs and hooligans who decided to break the law, and that turned into opportunistic property damage and theft. And I think that needs to be called out for the unlawful behaviour that it was.
You've got 50 people in custody so far. What kind of charges will they be facing?
Well, there's a whole series of charges that we're looking at. Some are facing charges of property damage, of throwing rocks at police. Some are facing charges in relation to potentially inciting violence and other things. I've got a whole team of detectives working on that process at the moment, and we're hoping that people will start to appear through court today. But of course, we also expect more arrests to follow. I've got investigators working on identifying some of the ringleaders that were behind this effort yesterday, and also we've got a number of images of people who we're interested in following up and speaking to as well, who were participating in some of the more serious acts of damage yesterday afternoon.
Is there any chance of more unrest tonight?
Obviously, we are monitoring that closely. At this stage, the situation is calm and peaceful, but as you can imagine, we're not taking any chances. And so this morning, we've continued to see high visibility police patrols. Obviously, we're re-posturing our officers to continue to be ready to respond to any further incidents of disturbance tonight. But I would stress the point that anyone who comes out tonight and continues with this sort of behaviour, I say, is just being opportunistic, looking to cause trouble, looking to loot and steal and to get into a fight. And so obviously the police are trying to send a message out through chiefs and leaders in communities today that we don't want to see a repeat of what occurred last night. But at the same time, we're taking precautions to make sure police officers are highly visible and ready to respond overnight to any more issues that might arise.
Has there been any loss of life?
No. This has been a very fortunate circumstance. You know, look, the good news story here is that the police did their job very professionally. There were some minor injuries to both police and civilians, of course, and our officers involved in quelling some of these disturbances were very well equipped and trained, and were able to use less lethal munitions, including things like tear gas and smoke canisters, to bring some of these crowds under control. But not a single live shot was fired by police. And at this stage, we have all the reports in that there's been no loss of life. And although we've had some minor injuries, We say that this has been an incident that's been well dealt with and brought under control quickly by police.
There's been people talking about rubber bullets, but you're not equipped with rubber bullets, are you?
We have a number of munitions that we call less lethal munitions, and some of those are what we call impact rounds. These are not precisely rubber bullets, but we do have other things that can have a similar effect. Now, a whole range of less lethal munitions were deployed last night. Now, obviously, we don't want to comment too much on that for obvious security reasons, but we gave plenty of fair warnings to crowds to disperse, and we gave plenty of fair warnings for people to take heed of our directions and move away. When they engage with police, we respond with the appropriate amounts of non-lethal use of force.
Just looking at some of the photos of the people, some of them look like they were just out for a lark.
Well, obviously, as I said before, many of these people were just interested in an opportunistic sense of getting in on a gang or having a fight, throwing rocks, damaging property. And that's why I don't think this represents any sort of legitimate political protest. These were thugs and hooligans looking for a fight. But my police officers were able to successfully disperse those crowds and repel them from places like Chinatown and Parliament House, which were the primary targets. Now, as we dispersed crowds up along the highway, we did suffer some property damage in some other locations. A whole range of cars were damaged. Police stations came under attack from rock throwing. I agree. At the end of the day, these are people who are out to cause trouble and to simply wreak havoc, and they should be dealt with accordingly.
Probably outside of what you're able to talk about, but leaders' responsibilities in times like this, are you satisfied with the calls for peace coming from the politicians?
Well, obviously, we've been appealing for calm and peace, and I know there have been some calls made by both sides of politics in the last 24 hours asking for people to respect the rule of law and to respect police and to make sure they don't commit acts of violence. And we've also had some good messages of support from chiefs and traditional leaders here in Solomon Islands who have also been very vocal in helping us get that message out to communities. I mean, this goes back to the same message that we've said right throughout this election process, and whatever views that people may have about wanting to see political change, our message has been that no one wants to see political violence, and I'm encouraged that leaders on both sides of politics have come out with those views in the last day or so.
Thank you very much. Always a pleasure, and all the best with it. Hope you get some rest.
Thanks, Corey. Bye-bye.